Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Welcome to Vega's World. It's time to party. I'm your most excellent host, JC Vega, and I am joined by...
It's me, your sweet Katie G, the Music City Messiah, Gaten Green.
And today's episode, we're going to be talking about one of the most popular children's sports movies of the 90s.
Ladybugs.
Yes, absolutely. The Mighty Ducks. In honor of, hockey, the NHL season's already started at this point by the time of this recording, well into the season, well, opening of the season. But still, it's October. Hockey's now.
It's hockey time.
It's hockey time. And this movie is a classic. Caden Green, do you have any memories of this movie as a child?
I do have memories of this movie as a child. So this movie came out in 92. I was 9. I don't think we saw this in theaters. I think this is that movie that I got on VHS for Christmas. Yeah. Wore the shit out of it. I think we saw D2 and D3 in theaters. But the original Mighty Ducks, I think we got this on VHS. And this one got worn the fuck out. It was like a Christmas present. And I remember opening it up and being so excited because I loved hockey at that age. Like, I was a huge hockey fan. Like,
And you were born and raised here in Florida, right?
Yeah.
That's funny, too.
But I was a giant Colorado Avalanche fan.
Nice.
So, I started playing hockey when I was like 14, I think.
Yeah.
14 or so. And I had a Hoffa helmet, and I only got it because Peter Forsberg had it. So I had to have the same one as Peter Forsberg from Avalanche. Yeah. And then I was a goalie for a while, and I was obsessed with Patrick Waugh. So I was like, Patrick Waugh is the greatest fucking goalie of all time. And I remember I even had a Patrick Waugh jersey at one point, and I remember getting so mad at people for being like, who's Roy?
How dare you?
How dare you? It's pronounced Wah.
Come on. You're not a hockey fan. Brother, I'm from Florida.
I'm from Florida.
This one I watched a lot on television. We owned D2, but this one I saw on TV. Like, I'm new of it and wasn't really big of a hockey fan, but this was definitely one like we watched every now and again. I was like, oh, cool, but like, I do remember the scene vividly, the one like when they first introduced Bombay to the kids. Mm-hmm. That was one of the ones always stuck out to me from watching it as a kid. But
when Averman's like, just so you know, we suck. And he's like, I'll tell you who sucks.
Yeah. And like, they're like, well, they're more shaking like the limousine. Fun stuff.
And Goldberg farting in the limousine.
Yeah. So that was my extent of it. But because I like the second one a lot more than the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so watching the TV and just like, okay, this is a fun one. Let's dive right into it, shall we?
Yeah.
Steven, this movie initially though was not meant to be a Disney Channel movie.
Just a Disney movie. It wasn't a Disney Channel.
Sure. Yeah. Put respect on the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, put some respect. This was way before
Disney Channel
Smart
original
House.
Movie. Yeah. This is
way before Xena
Girl of the 21st Century. Yeah, this was a Disney movie.
Yeah.
But originally it was intended to be just like a straight up like comedy drama. Like, it was supposed to be more of a dark comedy because Stephen Brill, the writer, he's also an actor. He's been in a lot of Adam Sandler movies and other like comedies of that ilk. So like, but yeah, he wrote it initially as like, it's an ex-NFL player who became an alcoholic goes against his rival, a rival as coaches.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they couldn't sell it. Disney bought it and they were like, yeah, make it funnier. They didn't say like, hey, don't make it more like less adult. They're just like, can you make it funnier? Which was their way of saying, yeah,
this isn't funny.
This is a Disney property now, bitch.
From what I understand, Disney was like talking to the writers and was like, all right, I just make it Bad News Bears, but with hockey.
Well, he was, what I read, he was actually a big fan of that as a kid. Like that was his whole identity, is like Bad News Bears. And like, apparently people, like he was reminded, like a lot of people were reminded of a character from that movie when they, like this, his personality.
This movie is 100% Bad News Bears on Ice.
Yeah,
I
for
mean,
sure.
It so is, but then Little Giants is Bad News Bears, but for football.
Yeah.
Like, all these movies were copy and paste in their own way. This one just happened to be the one that kind of
stuck,
blew up for a lot of people.
Yeah, a sleeper hit of $50 million domestically.
Yeah,
too, because like I know they said like first week it was like $5 million they made, and then the next week they had made an additional $7 million, which surprised the hell out of them. Some of the names though that auditioned or were in mind for Gordon Bombay though are pretty interesting. One of the names, well, for sure, Stephen Brell was like, oh, I wrote this part for me. And Disney was like, yeah, about that. You see, we need somebody with bankability.
Yeah, we need somebody that will draw people to watch the movie. Because who wants to watch a movie with that guy who's kind of a character in the Adam Sandler movie and a bunch of teenagers or preteens?
And he does get a role in the movie, though. He plays the lawyer that he's always up against.
Yeah.
So that's his big claim. But some of the names, though, to give you an idea, Disney was like, hey, how about Bill Murray?
Yes. And then they said Bill Murray is too old to play a young hotshot lawyer. Imagine Bill Murray at like 45 or whatever at the time being like 30-0. They can't beat me. And it's like 30 and 0. How long you been a fucking lawyer, bro? How many cases have you tried?
Did you just get into the field? Like what is going on?
Or you were too busy hunting ghosts until a few years ago?
Right. The other one they threw out. Well, how about Charlie Sheen?
Yeah, Emilio Estevez's brother.
Yeah.
So that was an option. But honestly, I think Emilio Estevez is a better thing. But granted, I've also been watching Major League a lot lately. And I can only see Charlie Sheen as Wild Man.
Yeah.
Or, someone is,
I don't know. Wild Thing. Is it Wild,
Wild
Thing?
Wild Thing. Yeah. Wild Thing.
I know he comes out to Wild Thing. I've watched Major League a whole lot, to be honest.
It holds up a little bit, but it doesn't hold up great.
There was another name too.
This scene, we have it on in the background. Yeah. This scene before the first game, where they're like crossing over each other.
Yeah.
If you don't hear it as the movie and you put like some shitty, like High School Musical type music over top, you wouldn't, it would be so on brand. And it makes me think of the, you know, the bad lip readings videos.
Yeah.
It makes me think of the one where it's High School Musical and they're doing like, the get into the game or whatever the hell the song is. And he's like, basketball, my bouncy ball. And it's so cringy.
That's funny. Could you imagine if, like somebody redid that for this?
Oh, it'd be amazing. This scene. So here's what's wild to me. So, Bombay shows up to the Hawks arena. It says like there's a big banner. It says home of the Hawks.
Yeah.
They got all their victory banners and he has no idea what team they're playing.
Nope.
You only played for this team for like, I don't know, 5 years or something. Your worst memory of your life is you losing a tied game by not scoring. That sports does not sports here.
No.
And you didn't know what team you were playing?
No. I mean, to be fair, it's the middle of the season. He doesn't know the schedule. Or maybe he just didn't memorize the schedule.
But if I pulled up to where I used to play.
True. Is it the individual arenas, though? Do they each have?
Oh, this one does because it's the Hawks Hawks.
Fair. Okay. So I found it. I was cruising for the list.
Team? That's insane.
Right.
That's like a college level fucking.
Minnesota. Hockey is king, brother.
Yeah.
But So some of the other names that were intended to play Gordon Bombay are who they wanted to ask. Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks as well. Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have loved that. Honestly. I love Michael J. Fox.
I couldn't even see Tom Cruise playing Gordon Bombay.
I couldn't see Tom Cruise playing Gordon Bombay either.
Tom Hanks, yeah, I don't know how old he was in like 92, but like I feel like even then he looks old. Like he doesn't look like the hotshot lawyer.
He looked old and big, so, and he was only like 24 or something.
That's true.
Shit,
so he just got that old face. Emilio is the best choice. But yeah, let's just dive into it now. So we got a little bit of that. I'll talk about this other point later. But we see the flashback of like the final game of the season and like Coach Riley being like, it's on you, son.
Yeah.
Remember, if you miss this, you're not letting your team down. You're letting me down.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh man, what a lot of pressure. And then what does he do? Misses the goal. Is it the crossbar? See, I watched a little bit of hockey. I don't know shit about hockey in a sense.
I feel like that's the close enough to the right term.
Yeah. So he misses it. They have to go into overtime, and they somehow still lose.
Yeah, which a tied game and you don't score does not mean you lose. You don't lose points.
No, they didn't. Well, they didn't lose then, but they went into overtime and lost.
Yeah.
But he feels like, yeah, like,
they wouldn't have went into overtime if he would have scored.
And, like, it's on my fault we lost, even though, like, yeah, you had but a whole overtime.
But, like, no, it's their
overtime.
Team's fault because you lost. Everyone lost because... Yeah. Yeah.
And then because of that moment, he becomes a hotshot lawyer who hasn't lost a case.
That hasn't lost a case.
But I also love how like nonspecific they are about what the case is. Like in that first, I mean, I know it's a kid's movie and they're like, not really important, but it's just funny how they kind of dance around what the, whatever the proceeding is. Then he's like, oh yeah, I'm citing blah, blah, blah for this. And it's like, everyone's like, wow, Gordon, you're really shiesty. What are you, a lawyer? I feel like essentially it's like, why are you doing your job? It's so funny. But yeah. And then after that, he's like, yeah, I'm 30-0. They're like, what about that one time, though? He's like, I don't count that. Why? Because I scored with the stenographer or whatever it was. It's like, wow. All right, cool. So you've only lost one case, which should be reflective of how many championships the Hawks won versus how they lost. Well, one they lost. And then like in a Disney movie, which I'm shocked, you know, they wouldn't get away with that today, in this day and age.
The drinking and driving
of this hotshot lawyer blaring like alternative rock music. I don't even know what the song was, but, and then he's like, what do you want blood, urine, or, well, I forgot what the other one. No thanks, I'm full. And it's like, sir, what are you doing in your off time then? Yeah. What are we implying here?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that would have been a lot. Now, if Charlie Sheen would have been delivering that line,
it would have been a different situation.
It would have been a whole different situation. In hindsight, they'd have been like, wow, we knew all along. Because, you know, when he lost his mind in 2005 and the whole winning came about.
And the tiger blood?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's tiger blood. Now I'm trying to picture that in my head. Gordon Bombay just
all the memes. Tiger blood?
Tiger blood. And then, of course, you know, he gets caught with that. And they're like, oh, you're going to have a suspended license or whatever. And he's like, how about a plea bargain. The dude's like, no, no plea bargain for you. You got to win, Gordon. And then of course his boss, Mr. Duckworth, was like, I talked to the judge. We'll give you a community service, suspended license, and you got to take a break. He's like, what? They can't do that. He's like, no, I'm doing that. Cause Gordon, you need to learn teamwork. Even though, I mean, I get you have a team of lawyers.
Yeah. You got to learn teamwork so you don't drink and drive.
Yeah. And be a better lawyer, even though you're pretty much doing your job. You're winning.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then of course he's made to coach a hockey team, youth hockey, for very poor District 5.
Which like is possibly the shittiest thing like for the kids.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you got a DUI. You're a shit fucking human being, apparently.
Yeah.
We want you to go coach a hockey team. Like, and I'm sure it's because Mr. Ducksworth, which is way too fucking on the note of a name.
Right.
It's like, I know you used to play hockey, peewee hockey, this, that, and the next. So this would be like a good community service thing for you. But like, that's not how it works. You go pick up trash on the side of the road. Or you like, I don't know, like put books back in the library or right. some shit.
Do something like that. Yeah. No, not like I doubt with, especially with his charge, I doubt they'd be like, oh yeah, totally fine. Drinking and
yeah.
let's have him hang out with kids and coach them. And like,
I love how we could go wrong.
Right. What could go wrong? I love how we get introduced to the kids though. They're like trying to lure a dog.
Yeah,
to like shit.
Yeah, so they like, can put it in a purse.
In a purse.
And prank a total stranger.
Right. Yep. I like how the stranger is also just happens to drive down the road and just happens to see, oh wow, there's a purse
on the
side of the road.
What would you do if you were like casually driving through the city and you saw a purse with a dollar hanging out?
Right? I have to stop, brother. Like that's free money. And it's like, and then he's pooping there, and then he finds out, and then he's like, what? Tries to chase the kids down. So funny.
Yeah.
In
a very, like, Three Stooges Benny Hill situation.
Yeah, with the sped up footage. I think they did they even play?
It was pretty much that.
That same high-speed music that they do. And then, yeah, when he goes to the ice, he's like, where's this rink at? Oh, look for the one that's his personal hell. I love that, like, you know, he goes out to they're on the outdoor rink and he's like, drive on the ice. And dude's like, what? Just do it. And then, yeah, the kids.
What's the worst that can happen? The ice breaks and then right. we kill ourselves and a bunch of children.
So not only are you going down for drunk driving, now you're going to go down for manslaughter.
Yeah.
When like, I don't know, 12 counts at this point. I don't know how many kids. But like, yeah. And like, yeah, we talked about it. Like the kids all jump in and like Averman farts in the.
Yeah. Or Goldberg farts.
Goldberg. I say Averman. Yeah. No, I'm getting my points twisted there. But yeah. So like they do on that. And the mom's drive around. Just get them out. I like how the driver, Lewis, was like, boss, you want me to kill one of them to set an example? It's like, sir, what are we doing? What are we doing here? We're threatening murder here.
Yeah, why like, not?
I know, it was funny. But yeah, like the mom. Then we meet Charlie's mom.
Yeah, is that Connie Conway?
Yeah, I think so. Sounds about right.
Right.
We'll go with it.
I could be wrong because now I got regular Connie confused with the mom.
Yeah.
Casey Conway.
Casey, oh. And she's like, now, sir, how do you know this could have been dangerous? She's like, I just know. I lived on the ice.
Yeah.
Like, Gordon, how many limos have you driven on the ice, sir?
I be driving limos on the ice all the time.
Right?
People are always just like, Caden, get that limo off the ice. And I'm like, don't tell me how to live my life.
Bro.
You don't know me.
But yeah, like, yeah, these kids all ragtag. They're all looking, you know, punky and stuff, because it's like, I guess it's like the port, like District 5 is like the poor part of town.
Mm-hmm.
Which, to my understanding, because again, I grew up in Louisiana, I vaguely got into hockey in my adult years. I was a Blackhawks fan when they were actually winning championships.
Fair.
They're not winning so much anymore, and Taze is no longer the captain, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
But where was I going with my, before I went off that tangent? Oh, yeah. Hockey is sort of a rich person's sport, if I'm not mistaken, just for how much
hockey
all that stuff.
Hockey is an expensive sport. Like, So I was, like I said, I was a goalie and a forward throughout different times.
Yeah.
So, like, I had my goalie gear was expensive as shit, and we were poor as hell.
Yeah.
I remember at first my mom took me to play it against sports, and instead of the goalie chest protector, all they had was like a little league baseball one. And she's like, that'll do for now. And I'm like,
okay,
what?
Hardcore.
So like my gear was very reminiscent of Goldberg's shit. Like I remember one year I asked my mom for real pads because I had like shitty leftover. Like,
I want to be a real boy.
Right. For Christmas. I was like, can I get real goalie pads? Cause it was like, whatever, like,
makeshifts,
boo boo shit. I don't even think they matched. Neither of my gloves didn't match anything. And like, I was like, can't you just find like a goalie kit online? And like, I finally got half decent pads when I was little, but like, or when I was playing at like 14 or 15, but like, yeah. Hockey is an expensive sport, especially goaltending. As a goalie, it's an expensive sport, but like, good gloves, expensive as shit. skates, regardless of whether they're rollerblades or ice skates, still fucking expensive as shit.
Yeah.
I think my helmet was like, for a kid's helmet, was like $95, and this is in like 2000.
Bruh.
And then you had to buy the cage separately.
Could you imagine the inflation now trying to buy one of those things?
Well, and it's like, I have to do this with my son who plays Little League.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, like his most recent bat was like for travel ball was $400.
Brother.
Bat. Just one bat.
Just one bat. Jesus.
And he's got like, he plays third and he pitches. So he needs two different gloves. And those are each about $250 a piece.
Jeez.
Then cleats. We can't have like generic cleats because, you know, we'll get roasted by the other kids. So
you gotta have like the pristine.
They're like $75, $100 fucking Jeez. Cleats. Like this kid's bat bag has probably got $1,200 worth of shit in it at any given point. And I'm just like, all right, cool. Yeah. My mom was buying me like $15 generic fucking catcher's gear.
I played basketball in a church. A Catholic school league, so we didn't have to spend that much. We played
shoes,
1 year,
right? Shoes and a ball. That's all you need,
right? We played 1 year in an AAU league, and that was interesting, a fun time. I was like some sort of YMCA league where like these kids have like been together since they were like toddlers and like you know. It was wild, but yeah, no. So these kids had, the kids on the ice had ragtag, like makeshift gear.
Yeah. Goldberg at one point has magazines taped to his legs.
Yeah.
And then he says some line where he's like, why do I want to block the puck with my body? Like, are you all stupid? Like, can't that's going to hurt. And it's like, well, yeah, of course it's going to hurt. You've got a fucking issue of WWF magazine taped around your knee. Of course it's going to hurt.
And then, their first game is against the Hawks. His first game coaching, he's like, of all the teams, it's got to be the Hawks. It's like, yeah, brother, didn't you check your schedule before, like, walking in the door?
Don't they give you that paper when it starts? Like, what's the deal here?
I just love how Riley knew who he was, too. Gordon Bombay.
Mm-hmm.
You got a kid in the team or something? No, sir, a community service.
And is it Lane Smith? Is that what his name is? The plays him? Lane something?
Yeah, Lane Smith.
Lane Smith.
Terrific actor. I've seen him in a lot of stuff.
To bring it all the way back to Dean Cain.
Yes.
That's Perry from
Lois and Clark.
Lois and Clark.
Hell yeah, brother. But here, he's the Coach Riley. It's just funny to me, thinking about this. He's been doing this since, the early 70s as a coach.
Yeah.
Because Bombay was in 72.
Yeah.
So, brother, he's like, why are you coaching them? You have a kid on the team? Brother, do you have a kid on the team?
Right.
What, do you have grandkids on this team or something? Why are you coaching this specific team all the time?
To me, it feels like the Hawks are a travel ball team and parents are paying to get their kids on this team.
Yeah.
That are using Little League or like Pee Wee hockey as extra ring time.
Right.
Because they do that in Little League baseball too. But as a feeder program. So that's why when you have kids that are like on these like travel ball teams and they play harder and they work harder and they've been doing it so much longer, they crush these Little League kids. And I think that's what happens here.
Yeah, it's one of those situations. Yeah, because one of the kids is not even supposed to be in the district he's playing in.
Ooh. Well, they redraw the districts, which is kind of funny because isn't that what's happening in Texas?
Yeah.
Right now, like they're trying to make, you know, redraw the districts. But
try to gain political favor.
Yeah.
But one of the big characters, though, or one of the main characters throughout this franchise, Charlie Conway, played by Joshua Johnson. We could have seen a way.
Joshua Jackson.
Joshua
Johnson is that guy from Tampa Bay Pro Wrestling.
Oh, yeah. We don't talk about that. Yeah. We don't talk about that. Joshua Jackson. Excuse me. Let me put some respect on his name.
Put some respect on Dawson's name.
From Dawson Creek.
Wait, no,
he's
Joey?
Not even Dawson.
Who is he? Lacey?
Pacey. Is it, you know, yeah, Pacey Witter.
Witter.
Yeah.
What a name.
Right. So he almost got played by Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. And Jake Gyllenhaal's parents were like, we just can't do that.
We can't do that. And another name that almost was up for it was Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, by the time Romeo and Juliet comes out, I don't think he was going to come back for D3.
No. No.
Sir, I'm about to be in Titanic. I can't be. I bothered to go play in high school.
High school hockey. Or...
I'm about to go see, what's her name? Who plays Rose?
Oh, Claire. What the fuck is her name?
It doesn't matter. Well, anyway, I'm going to see this lady naked. I'm not about to go and play hockey. But nonetheless, yeah, they play the Hawks and, like, they lose badly.
17-0.
Right. And he's like, hey, you didn't run the score high enough. You got to beat these kids into submission.
Yeah. If you why win if you can't win big or something like
that? Why win if you can't win big?
Which is, like, the most illogical shit. Like, a win is still a win, regardless if it's by 1 point or no or 20 points.
Watching this now, Coach Reed or Coach Riley reminds me of the father of a child at my school in elementary school. Because, like, he has a son. He wanted to play basketball, and, like, he had, like, a personal trainer. And, like, they pretty much we had to have two teams because there were so many boys. And, like, of course, he picked his whole team of all him as his kids' friends. And, like, 1 year, like, other parents got pissed and they were like, all right, fine, we'll give you the one black kid my son doesn't like on our team.
Oh, Jesus.
Because he was the only one, too. And, like, but they were hardcore about it. They were so hardcore about it, about him playing, like, basketball, because they thought he was going to be a basketball star. They held him back in high school to be a 2 year senior. To have him be more eligible or to have better chance to develop to go to college.
Oh, Jesus.
And last time I heard, he's working as just a schlub at a plant, which is a typical Louisiana thing to do.
Yeah, that's fair.
So it's like, how'd that work out for you guys? You held your son back for 5 years. But yeah, it's so funny how hardcore these teams are. Well, this guy for Pee Wee hockey.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we got to be the best of the best of the best. And again, you know, that's just, I guess that's parents in general, or some people are just hardcore.
Yeah.
About it. I love how Gordon Bombay is trying to, like, do the whole win, win, win. And the kids are like, well, what are we doing here?
I don't know. Hopefully after the game. I don't know. whenever works for me, dude.
Yeah. Then, like, Averman doing the whole goalie, 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 goalie.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, hey, better, better, better.
He's like, there is no batter here. Is there any kid, like, that stands out in this early part of the movie that you recall?
Oh, God, what's his name? Hall? I think Hall.
Jesse?
Yeah, Jesse Hall.
Yeah.
Because he's like, he does that, he roasts the shit out of Gordon right out the gate. And he's like, I'm going to pull your eyes out and use him as hockey puck.
This is my hood. We don't want your drugs here.
Yeah.
It's just so funny. It's like, what are you doing here, dude? Yeah, he's one of the only ones. Because I was thinking about it. I was trying to think, like, this will definitely come up the next time when we come for D2. But yeah, they don't really have I realize the kids don't have a whole lot of, like, character moments in this movie.
Other than, like, I mean, Charlie, you get Charlie's story in this.
Charlie is desperately trying to get a daddy.
Yeah.
Like, that is his whole arc.
Like, hey, coach, what are your thoughts on my mom?
Right?
Very single. Look at her. Pretty. Very pretty.
Because I remember in the diner scene, he was all like, hey, like, you know, she's got really great qualities for to be a girlfriend. He was like, I know, Charlie. Just like.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you're come home for dinner. Oh, wait, how about, you know, I got homework. So, like, why don't you guys go out?
Yeah.
Like, that is the big arc of, like, I just want a father. And even the mom is like, look, I don't know about this because, like, I have a son and he's going to be there tomorrow. And, like, I've just dated a lot of douchebag guys who are like, I like you, but not the kid. And he's like, well, do I got to sign that in the first date? Which is true. It's like, man, we just came out here. Like, why are you pressing me on this? But yeah, it's more Gordon's story when I think about it more.
Yeah.
It's just him, like, being a better person. Because, like, yeah, even then later in the movie when, like, Duxworth is like, now I'm good friends with Coach Riley here, and we want that boy back on the team. Because, you know, they're
trying to get Banks back.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, he's playing for the wrong team because he's supposed to be for District 5, considering where he lives. And the league was like, yeah, we agree. And then they're like, oh, we talked to the league and, like, you know, it's fine. He can go join stay on the team because my son's friends are Hawks. So it's just like, man, do you just live on the outskirts of, like, where this shitty part of town is? Like, you live in that one street that's, like, kind of nice.
Yeah, yeah.
As opposed to, like, the others.
Well, what's goofy to me is, like, well, maybe this wasn't a thing in the 90s, but, like, we have waivers. So, like, my kid could play anywhere in Pinellas.
Yeah.
Like, if we wanted to play, like, St. Pete Little League, you could do that. So, like, I don't know if that, like, the districts per se were really a thing.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's just like a 2025 thing, but like.
Maybe. Yeah, like divided by certain parts of the neighborhood or certain parts of Minneapolis. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, like, it's funny too that they're in black, you know, that they're all mean, nasty. Yeah. But even though Banks is like, come on, guys, don't be mean.
Yeah.
Kind of see. But yeah, no, Charlie. I mean, Jesse, yeah, Jesse's got some good moments. Averman is doing that annoying thing with that voice. He almost does like the Pauly Shore, I call it. The whole, yeah, with the whole, he's like, oh, Cunmeister. And like, yeah, he's doing that the whole time. And it's funny, like, Connie was, like, one of the taller kids in the team at that point.
Yeah.
And the actress, she's like, yeah, it was funny because, like, I was one of the taller, bigger kids, so I just got to push everybody around in the pads.
Yeah.
And they're like, she's like, I can't do anything because I'm a tall girl and you're tiny.
There's, I saw or heard somewhere that they had a big no bullying policy on the set.
Yeah.
And the kid who plays Banks wasn't originally the kid who played Banks.
Yeah, he's supposed to play one of the goons for Banks, or one of the other
kids. So they moved him up because they booted a kid for bullying.
Yeah.
He's bullying everyone too much. So he got dropped from the film, and they picked some, or they moved the other kid up to play Banks.
Yeah, the producer said that the kid's mom thought her son was like Marlon Brando with how good his acting was. Like, he's a serious, super dramatic actor. Yeah, because he's bullying everybody, and like, apparently they had to like have several like meetings throughout the week. They're like, "Hey, look, we're not going to mention names, but you know who you are. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not going to tolerate any bullshit.
Yeah,
we're just going to send you home." And sure enough, just kept poking and kept poking, and it's like, now you're out of job. I wonder where that kid is now. Like, you think he's like out there being like, son of a bitch, I could have been a duck.
Yeah, I was gonna be in Mighty Ducks. It's no big deal. Like, he's like saying it like it's like something that actually happened.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're gonna beat him in the first game real bad too.
No big deal. He goes to Comic Cons and like almost Adam Banks.
Almost Adam Banks.
He's got like an 8x10 of like, he founds like the one shot that leaked online of his performance and sells it. Oh yeah, I was Adam Banks. No, you're not Adam Banks. Well, I mean, I was until they fired me for that idiot.
This scene reminds me that most of the kids who got hired for this movie lied and said they knew how to skate.
Yeah.
So when they all showed up, they had to go into like a hockey boot camp to learn how to play and learn how to skate.
Yeah, that was another thing too. Like, the producer was like, yeah, we had to have an acting boot camp for the kids who could skate but couldn't act.
Yeah.
And then the vice versa. And then like in that scene, we get introduced to Fulton Reed.
I love Fulton Reed. He's like my favorite big, dumb jock.
Yeah.
And then fast forward to now, and he's in the Daredevil show.
Yeah, Foggy, which is so that was the biggest. I will say that was the biggest disconnect for me watching Daredevil, because it's like I know he's Fulton Reed. I'm just like, man, what happened to you? Like, you were like, I remember you like this intimidating figure, and now you're like the schlubby lawyer guy with like red hair, and he's also the real life brother of the character of Guy.
Yeah.
Guy Germain, who is his?
It's the most Canadian name,
right?
I kept trying to remember what it was, what his character's name was.
Yeah,
and I was like, I kept wanting to go to Lou Garou, which is the guy who the name of the character from Wolf Cop.
Yeah,
which is also the French word for werewolf.
That's funny. You want to call him that?
So I keep accidentally calling him
Lou
Garou.
Things lead back to Wolf Cop.
Everything leads back to Wolf Cop for me.
But the funny thing about that is Garrett Ratliff Henson is brothers with Eldon Henson, but he had to go by Eldon Ratliff professionally. Because they were trying to hide the fact. Well, initially they were like, he auditioned for the role, and producers were like, we don't see him as a bully.
Yeah.
As like the big brute guy. We need somebody like maybe a Minnesota kid who's like legit tough.
Yeah.
It's like the producer and the right director. I think Stephen Brill.
They really wanted to flew
him out there, dyed his hair, gave him a fake scar, and like,
and
you
then
know,
redid the whole scene.
Did a whole wardrobe.
Send it to Disney. And Disney goes, yeah, no, that's what we're talking about.
That's the guy
we're
looking for.
That's the kid we want. And they go, it's the same fucking kid.
Yeah, it's the same kid, but we're taking him. All right, fun. Yeah, great. You convinced us. Tremendous. It's just funny. Like, when you see pictures of him now, like as adults, it's like, oh yeah, I could kind of see it. And when his hair isn't dyed black, Like, oh, it makes sense. But yeah, these kids, they suck so bad. They lose their first game with him. What does he do for the next game or the practice?
Teaches them how to cheat. Yes.
So funny. Take a dive. And then, like, yeah, he's like, yeah, yeah, you got to hook, got to make it look convincing. And then, like, in the next game, he's having him try to cheat. And, like, you know, the ref is like, yeah, knock it off. And, like, you see the parents in the stands being like, whoa, that's blatant cheating. Tries to get Charlie. He's like, Charlie, that kid's bigger than you. Cover your eye.
Yeah.
And, like, Charlie's like, no, man, I want to win for real. I want to play good hockey. And he's just like, you need to listen to me and cheat when I tell you to. And, of course, you know, the Hall's dad's, that's plural. There's one dad. The dad's like, this is what I pay my overtime for. I'm taking my kids home.
I lost my overtime pay for this to watch my kids pretend to fall, to take dives. This is bullshit.
Takes them and leaves. Funny enough. All right. So Jesse Hall is played by Brandon Quinton Adams, who apparently was a prankster on set.
Okay.
One of the times where they were doing ADR, apparently, and like there was a whole film stack.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he was like, hey, reshoots. And he threw all the
three rolls of the film
away. And apparently that's one of the more tamer stories I could tell about him.
Yeah,
apparently
they were talking about that at like a Comic-Con thing where they had like a batch of them, including Goldberg, who looked like he had just came out of rehab.
Probably accurate.
Probably accurate.
I saw another podcaster like, well, the host was like really, really fat. He was like, so how'd you lose weight? I'm trying to lose weight myself. He's like, well, I've found this unique weight loss drug called crystal meth.
Yeah.
He's like, have you been paying attention, sir? Yeah. For those of you who may not know, Sean Weiss. I think his name's Sean Weiss. Sean Weiss. He had a drug problem later on. He's clean now, as far as I know, sober.
Yeah.
Doing, you know, the con circuit. But yeah, no. His brother, though, Terry Hall, is played by Jussie Smollett, which is funny. Or if you read the Mighty Ducks trivia on IMDb, one of the facts is like, much like Gordon Bombay, Jussie Smollett had to do community service.
Shit.
And I'll let you go, Google that yourself to figure out why Jussie Smollett had to do community service.
Oh, Lord.
But you know what's funny about that? So he's in the movie. He's got a brother. Never seen again after this film.
Yeah. There's like a few characters that like,
but it's funny because Jesse Hall, Jesse is in the whole trilogy, but like they don't mention his brother
ever
again. Like, you know, his dad's, I mean, yeah, the parents aren't really shown, but yeah. Another funny thing, yeah, he tries to teach him to cheat and like, you know, this old, are they German? Hans?
I think so.
Hans is there.
No, he's from Iceland, I think, because he says something about Icelandic when he's trimming the skates.
He's some European. I don't know. I'm American.
What's wild about this is like they show you the front of the building and the building is fucking huge.
Right.
And then they show his little tiny like thing that looks like a abandoned tiny bar.
Right.
He's got a little back area where he's like that's like a closet where he's trimming the skates and sharpening skates. And I'm just like, where's the rest of the fucking building?
Right. The layout doesn't make sense to what the establishing shot is. And it's even, it's crazy. And he's like, who is that man out there yelling at kids?
Yeah.
You know, you used to have a pride for the game. He's like, yeah, I know. I could have been somebody. He's like, no, Gordon, you loved the game. That's why you would play for hours and skate.
Oh, this line right here where he goes, you had 198, you scored 198 goals that season. How many fucking games are in the season?
Right.
Like, Little League Baseball is like 12 games.
Right?
How many?
Yeah, it's Pee Wee Hockey. Like, I don't know. They shouldn't have that many games.
I mean,
12 at the most?
Okay, let's say there's 25. That's almost 8 goals a game.
Right.
That's fucking ludicrous. And I'm sure it's less than that.
Yeah. So he's just like, he was just such a stud at Pee Wee Hockey that he's just scored 198
goals. 198 goals. Okay.
Right? And it's like, yeah, like Hans, it's so funny. Hans, like, you gotta teach the kids how to play, teach them to fly.
Yeah.
And that's when he's like, all right, I'm gonna teach you guys the basics, you know. And as you do with any hockey training, you know, you give them eggs.
Yeah, the eggs. I do in all sports. There's an egg montage.
In my pro wrestling training, Jay was like, "If you can drop an elbow without cracking the egg, you can drop an elbow for real, brother."
Anybody, yeah. If you can clothesline this egg, without breaking it,
Yeah, you could be a pro wrestler.
You could be a pro wrestler. Yeah,
it's so funny how like in this series, but in this movie specifically, his coaching, he doesn't really coach. He just like has him play these wacky games.
Yeah,
and that's gonna lead him to.
That's like the 90s thing for like for training. Everything is like they took the wax on wax off method for everything, and they're like, oh, okay, look, you don't need to be able to score against other people. You need to be able to backflip over a garbage can.
Right.
Like, what? Why? Okay. Or pick up the trash is actually one of them in this one.
Just do it. No, that's the second one, I think.
Oh, is it the trash in the second one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's just so funny. Like, all that. And, like, they rely on, like, tricks in order to win. Like, Fulton Reed with his slap shot with how insane that is, especially for a child. Like, what is his parents feeding him? Is he on a high dose of HGH and horse tranquilizers,
maybe,
buddy?
Because
like, where did that come from? But with Hans, he's like, remember the game? Remember how you skate for hours? And then we get that montage of him like skating around in dark and laying in the snow. And little him's like, hey, Dad. It's like, you don't know this, son, but I'm going to die soon.
Yeah.
It's just like, I mean, he doesn't say that, but it's just, it's so funny. He's like, I'm so proud of you, son. You skated around on the ice. But, so they do that. And like, I like how they, what's the roster size you think they have for these? Because like, they just keep picking up kids. Because they just find two random kids before a practice. They're like, hey, kids, you want to join the team?
Yeah.
And that was like Danny Tamborelli.
Yeah.
From Adventures of Pete and Pete. His name is Tommy, and his sister is named Tammy.
Tommy and Tammy.
That's so funny. Like, wow. I mean, I can't say much because I dated a girl whose like entire family, every girl is named. Well, actually, no, every kid, their name starts with an L. Like, everybody in their family for like five generations. That's had some sort of L name. I know, right?
People are like, oh, all my kids have the same initials. I'm like, ew, why?
Yeah, right? It's just like, ah, stop that.
Or they all rhyme or something. And it's like, oh, cool. Brayden, Prayden, Jaden, and Layden. Phenomenal.
Yeah, it's fun. It's that same Comic-Con interview, Danny Tamborelli was like really upset they didn't invite him back for like the rest of the series.
Yeah.
Because he's just like, man, you know, I was around. Like, I could have been in D2.
He's done stuff. Was doing things.
I mean, Pete just got canceled. Like, come on, what
come
am
on,
I going to do?
Good time. time.
But
I'm surprised he's not doing anything. Like, I would like to see Danny Tamborelli in some really dog shit horror movies, like the way Patton Oswalt does dog shit horror movies.
He'll be in my Pete and Pete reboot. I'll just
phenomenal.
Reboot that, and it'll be like we'll make it more Twin Peaks, though.
Okay.
Just
I would like to do a Pete and Pete remake. But with Jey Uso as one of the Petes, and it's Yeetin' Pete.
All right. That'd be tremendous. All right. So, wait. Yeah. Does Danny even have lines in this movie? I mean, he's got a few, I think.
I think he has, like,
what
a
do you do about women. Hockey? And, like, his sister knocks movies. Like, or she's like, what do I know about hockey? And she, like, checks him to the ground. I was like, yeah. Like, I'm thinking about it, like... There's not a whole lot of big character moments for the kids in this movie.
No, it's just a couple of one-liners and funny characters. It's hard to like find a favorite character that isn't that because the only people who really have like character arcs in this movie are Gordon, Charlie's mom, I guess.
Yeah.
Banks.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I love the insult cake eater.
Cake eater.
Because I thought it was fake. I was like, there's no, this is some idiot writer, but apparently that's actually a legitimate Minnesota insult, especially in that area. Because like, I think it was like they said, Edina, where the kid lives, or like he's in that rich hoity toity part. And like, that's what they are. Because like, it's the riff off the whole have your cake and eat it too.
Oh, okay.
That's how rich these people are. So that's why. So that's apparently a legitimate thing. So it's just so funny. But like, thinking about it now, I was like, man, that's just some bad 90s. Kid insult
I love that. So this week
that's another arc to Jesse has an arc because he goes from hating Banks or just being a hawk to being like, man, you're my friend because you're on my team because I see they're bullying you too.
It's like a mini arc in within the story.
That's like that's the D plot.
The like those weird colloquialisms and the way that like the weird like sayings and stuff of the times.
Yeah.
I this week's episode of Half Dead, I do Jennifer's Body. And some of the lines in that movie are like I'm like, that's not how anyone ever talked.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Diablo Cody has a certain style, and I think it only worked well in Juno. And it, like, she's a one-trick pony. Sorry, don't be offended, Diablo. I'm just...
She's hilarious, though.
She's funny, but it's just like, I don't know. I feel like it was lightning in a bottle, that film.
That one blew up, but...
But yeah, unnatural dialogue that's just like, come on.
Yeah, it's really weird. Like, there's a scene, and maybe it's just like odd to me, but like the two main characters, one of them's like, what's up, Vagisil? And the other one's like, I don't know, whatever the yeast infection medication is. She calls her the other one, Monistat, or something like that. And I remember being like, nobody talks like that.
That's actually reminded me of my high school band nickname. I will tell you that off air because it's just
improper.
Yeah, that too. And like, it spoils what, like, I would have to explain it a little more, and I'm not using the shoot name, brother. But anyway, so like the other weird arc in this film is Duckworth himself, because like, he goes from being like, Gordon, you need to be a team player, you need to learn how ethics and stuff, right? To like middle of the film, he's like, Gordon's like, hey, hey boss, we need funds to get kids proper uniforms, and like, they need a team name. And he's like, how much is it? $15,000. Oh no, that's too much. It's like, sir, I feel like you're probably a super successful law firm.
Yeah.
Especially that too. But yeah, like, sir, you want to talk about teamwork and ethics and not like 15 grand. You wanted me to do this. So like, why are you not chipping in, sir? And like, we even name the team after you. That's the funnier thing. The team is named after him. I wonder what the law firm name is, because I don't think they mention it, but his last name is Duxworth.
Yeah, I mean, Duxworth in Bombay sounds like, I don't know.
Well, I know Gordon Bombay was, he was named after Brandy, Jen's, like, actual whiskey or, like, some alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Bombay is a type of gin, I think, yeah.
The Gordon's as well. It's a different one, but, like... As far as I've read, I'm not a drinker myself. But yeah, it's just funny that he's named after alcohol. And yeah, even when they're going shopping, though, that's funny. I didn't realize, or I forgot, that Good Vibrations was the song in this movie, which makes me remember and laugh that Marky Mark was a rapper before he became a super serious actor.
Yeah.
Who never wants to once mentioned the fact that he was Marky Mark.
Yeah. I always call him Marky Mark. I'll be like, did you see that new Marky Mark movie?
Right. Good Vibrations is all I hear whenever time I see him. Just Good Vibrations. But, what else is there just that stands out in this movie that we can, discuss? We've mentioned the eggs.
Yep.
I love how, the mixed messaging in this film too, like, you gotta have fun, kids, but also winning is important.
Yeah.
At the same time. Especially this, because he's like, oh, just have fun. But it's like, we really want to win. Which, I get it. I mean, you want to play the game. But, like, I don't know. Yeah, Gordon does have that mixed messaging in this film.
Do you think that the Hawks coach did this egg thing with his kids?
Probably not. Maybe so. Yeah, well, the one time, he's like, see, this is what failures do. We want to be winners. You think he just randomly had NHL coaches just come in and like seminars all the time or some shit?
I'm sure they did. I'm sure they were like, all right, let's, like, I'm sure they had players actually come in. I mean, and we haven't touched on this yet, but this movie led to Disney buying an NHL team and creating the Mighty Ducks.
That is wacky. That is wacky too, to think about. Like, I mean, this movie was a surprise success. Everyone thought it wasn't going to do well. Like, Emilio Estevez in interviews has said that he's shocked with how popular this movie's become, or this whole franchise.
Yeah,
because he thought, all right, it's going to be the one movie I was going to do for my kids because they can't see any like Young Guns and my other stuff and vulgarity. So like, yeah, let's do a kids movie. But yeah, the movie's on the background. Like, Goldberg was strapped. That's one of the training methods. They strapped Goldberg to the goal to get him to not be afraid of getting hit, which is pretty much child abuse.
Yeah, I mean, at least in this case, he has legitimate gear on, and he doesn't have, like, you know, Sports Illustrated from 2 years ago
attached to him. That's another funny thing. Speaking of, like, this is the 90s, and like, yeah, you know what? In the 90s, you say that in 2025, you say that's child abuse. In 1992. That's just toughing up a kid. That's just
toughening up a kid.
That's just training, brother. Like some of the jokes, like we said earlier, like the whole drunk driving, they wouldn't say that in a Disney movie today.
Yeah, no.
They make the joke that the Hawks kids is like, oh, where's your mom? She's probably with the mailman, like inferring that she's mom. She's banging the mailman. Yeah, and like the kids are like finding Sports Illustrated magazines, the swimsuit ones. Yeah. Like, oh, look, somebody from Minnesota. Look, it's your mom. Yeah. Just like some of that humor, yeah. It's like you wouldn't get away with that today in the 90s. Or today. Not today. It's not the 90s. I wish it was, though.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
So Goldberg wasn't originally called Goldberg. They wanted him to be like from Alaska. And his name was going to be Atuk or Untuk or something like that.
Yeah.
So that line where they're like, who are you? And he goes, I'm Goldberg. The goalie. It was, I'm Antuk, the goalie.
Yeah, that does not have the ring to it.
The rhythm.
How about we just make me Jewish? That sounds like a better idea.
That sounds like a better thing, yeah.
That's the funnier thing for me, because when Bill Goldberg debuted.
Yeah.
I like how it pulled the Bret Hart, the Bill Goldberg.
Yeah.
That's all I think about. I was like, oh, Mighty Ducks.
Bill Goldberg.
Bill Goldberg. William Goldberg.
This one's Greg Goldberg.
Greg Goldberg.
Is Greg it? Goldie Goldberg.
I didn't realize his name was Greg until I started watching D2. I was waiting for Caden to show up, and I just started watching it. And like halfway through, they're like, Greg Goldberg. I'm like, I didn't realize he had I mean, I knew he had a first name, but like, they never mentioned it.
But yeah.
Like, Greg? I mean, that makes sense. But, you know,
I mean, what would you have named him? Like,
Octuke Goldberg. He's got two last names. But yeah, so like the hockey itself is unrealistic too in this film. But I get it, because you know it's the 90s and like Americans don't watch hockey. Like that's not the sport. I mean, maybe up in the upper north, east coast type of thing, you know, but like, because like the flying V is an impractical, but almost borderline illegal move.
Yeah,
it's an illegal move too, because like the first person in the flying V would automatically get them offsides, because like the puck is in the back.
Yeah,
and the puck has to cross before the rest of the team does, or it's offsides. But yeah, super impractical, and like I've read that like some teams have tried some sort of random variation of the flying V to. Yeah. Be more in tune to hockey itself. But yeah, no. But yeah, just to get kids to watch. You just gotta entertain them, because I don't know the rules of hockey. Hell, when I started watching hockey, I barely know half the rules. Any other fun things that we I found this fun fact on a video on YouTube about this movie. So in Australia and some European countries, this movie is called Champions.
Yep.
The sequel is called The Mighty Ducks.
Yes. And then D3 is called?
D3.
D3, which makes it very confusing.
Right? Because I was watching this Australian creator. He's like, I was very confused when I saw, like, when I heard people referring to this movie as The Mighty Ducks, because to him, it's Champions, which is like so funny, because I know at the end of the movie, well, in some versions of the movie, at the end of the movie, Queen, We Are the Champions plays. Yeah. But I don't think it plays on the Disney Plus version at all.
Really?
No.
Well, I mean, so obviously, like, a lot of these things that happen, this is the thing that happened with Scrubs, is that streaming wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
And so they gave the rights to the song for theatrical release and home video.
Even DVD versions don't have it either, which is funny.
Because it may have been for VHS.
Right, didn't get specific in the contract.
Yeah, so with it not being in the rules or being in the contract, they technically would be like have to redo the contract. And I'm sure it's going to cost a whole lot more money to get We Are the Champions in 2025 than it is to get We Are the Champions in 1992.
Right?
So...
Yeah. So how do we feel about the uniforms in this film?
I love this duck jersey.
Yeah.
It looks like a low grade college jersey. It's not like, I love the Ducks logo of the team, the NHL team.
Yeah.
That one that looks like the cartoon series
Yeah. That's a funny thing. Let's dive into that real quick. Uh-huh. So that's a funnier thing. This movie, like we talked about the movie, like it spawned off a hockey team. Mm. It also spawned an animated series called The Mighty Ducks.
That went 2 seasons, I think.
Yes. However, it is not about kids playing hockey.
No.
It is about anamorphic ducks from a duck world.
From an alien planet.
From an alien planet where it's ducks and they get transported here, I guess.
To play hockey.
To play hockey.
Yeah.
And also superheroes.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong. I loved the show as a kid. I watched it. I was like, oh, this was great. But it's like, what? How do we jump so far?
I don't think they could have made an animated series out of this Mighty Ducks.
No.
Right? It wouldn't have played. They could have made a TV show out of this.
Like, but what a hell of a brand, a reinvention in a sense for animated.
Yeah.
For the name Mighty Ducks. I mean, yeah, I guess if it's a team of superheroes, Mighty Ducks, cool. But well, yeah, it's just so funny.
Everything was like superheroes coming from Disney at the time. It was like, what are they called? I'm having a brain fart.
I don't know. Disney Sports.
Gargoyles.
Oh.
And stuff like that were all like going really huge. And they were like, well, let's just use this branding.
Yeah.
And like it had great toys.
Absolutely.
I remember the toys. I had Duke L'Orange. He was like my favorite of them.
Yeah.
And I had no idea that Duke L'Orange was a French orange duck recipe. So that's I just thought hysterical. He had a cool name, but yeah, it's like a way they, would, I don't know. It's just like a fun name choice for it. So,
but back to the uniforms real quick, uniforms though. But, so what you're about to say, sorry, I just got really excited when you mentioned the show. Cause it's just like, it's ridiculous.
I don't remember what I was saying about the uniforms, but,
you liked it cause it was college.
Yeah. It gives like a college feel, but it also like, it doesn't look like a major professional team if they, and then in 2 and in 3, they wear the Ducks jersey of the NHL team, right?
Because Stephen Brill and them, like the producers, wanted them to use the actual like design from the original movie, and the CEO at the time, whose name escapes me, he was like, no, we're not going to use that for our legitimate hockey team. We want like a legitimate hockey jersey. And they're like, oh, okay. But yeah, like for this though, I don't know. I don't have the fondness for it as the other one. Cause I like, again, I watch D2 a shit ton, but yeah, it's fun. The color scheme, it's, you know, more hockey centric than, the later versions of the uniforms. Michael Eisner is the dude's
Mike
name.
Mike Eisner, yeah. So Mike Eisner was pushing hard for a kid's hockey movie. And I guess he pushed so hard that they also had that movie about America beating Russia in the Olympics.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was called, but...
The Miracle something.
Miracle, yeah.
I know. I've watched it once.
Some shit. Yeah.
Miracle on Ice, yeah, where Kurt Russell plays the coach. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Or
Miracle. Maybe it's just called Miracle.
Maybe it's not that good of a movie. I don't remember it. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, guys. But yeah, no, the movie, I like how this movie also treats concussions just like funny gags.
Yeah.
Because like Karp here, who the kid actor was also in Heavyweights. It's so funny. Goldberg and him were in Heavyweights.
Oh, my God. He's in that interview with
Goldberg Aaron Schwartz.
And he is fucking jacked now.
Right? It
took me forever to realize which character he was.
When I was watching it, I was like, who the fuck is this guy? I was like, who is this yoked motherfucker here? Yeah. And like, I looked him up and it's like, Aaron Schwartz, who was also in Heavyweights. And I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
That's hysterical. And it's like, yeah, it was just so random. It was just like, well, that's wild. It's funny. Good for him, though. He looks good. I looked at his age, too. He's 41.
And he looks 26.
Yeah, no, he doesn't look 41 at all. It's like, dude found the fountain of youth.
I mean, I was 9 when this movie came out, which is like the same age as Danny, what's his face?
Tamarelli. Yeah.
At the time. So, like, this movie was cool as shit to me. I could have been on the Mighty Ducks
if I was an actor.
Maybe I should start telling people I was a Mighty Duck.
Ducks.
The way that I like tell people at Comic Cons that I voice Tum Tum in Three Ninjas, the animated series.
Yeah. I used to joke. I joked with somebody once. They're like, "Why don't you look familiar?" I was like, "That's because I'm in Twilight." She's like, "Really?" I'm like, "No,
no,
it's not in Twilight."
Yeah, I was in Twilight for like, I was in you know, the science class part.
Yeah, I was. I had a bit role in Beverly Hills 90210, Baby Number Six. But I also love in this movie, in this fictional world of Disney's Minnesota. Is that the Pee Wee hockey teams get like front page news essentially, and like their hockey equivalent, not like major league stuff, not the Minnesota Stars or whatever they were at the time. I think it was Minnesota Stars. Yeah, it's the Pee Wee hockey team.
Wasn't it the Dallas Stars?
No, they moved in the mid 90s after this movie came out.
Ah.
And then like some other team became like the, I don't know, like the something Hurricanes. I forgot what other team, but like some team moved from where else and went to like some other random like southern city that shouldn't have a hockey team.
Yeah.
And it was funny too, because hockey wasn't necessarily that big, I don't think. Well, I mean, it was big in at least in America. Like, I know when Gretzky was like playing and like came down to like Minnesota or Sacramento, it kind of became like a big thing ish in America. That Baton Rouge had a farm league hockey team called the Kingfish.
Okay.
It was so funny. They came to my school once. Like, they had like, they signed like their little programs, and like we got to go to a game, and they're terrible. They were always terrible.
Yeah.
Anytime we go, it's so funny. It was like, they never win really. But yeah, it's just so funny. Like hockey and like just the Mighty Ducks itself just like spawned like a fucking hockey team.
Yeah. And it wasn't like Disney bought like the Edmonton Oilers and was like, now they're the Anaheim Mighty Ducks. They were like, just start from scratch. We got a whole new thing.
Well, it was even funnier too, because like the NHL approached Disney a couple times. So like, hey, you want to get a hockey team? You guys have a big brand. They're like, no, we don't want to do hockey.
Yeah.
And then like Michael Eisner was like, well, we got this Mighty Ducks thing, and like, huh, all right, it was fun. Let's make a hockey team. But all right, so these kids, though, another thing that's stuck in my mind, it just popped up in my head. So these kids, this entire movie, are like sarcastic little brats, right? They're like mischievous and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So like, why is it that they don't pick up when Gordon Bombay and Coach Riley is being sarcastic? He's like, yeah, these kids suck. They don't deserve to live. How do they not pick up that Tony's being sarcastic?
Maybe because they're 9 and like slightly oblivious to sarcasm, but like, doesn't he say later in this movie?
But Jesse Hall is the one who hears him, and Jesse is the first one to be like, this is my block, we don't want your drugs here.
And like,
I don't know, but
he even says in the movie, he goes, do you guys know what sarcasm is?
Yeah, and later on,
like, yeah, no, or whatever.
So he's like, so you do, it's like, so like, yeah, like that was such a random manufactured little moment to be like, we don't ride with you. And that's another funny thing too about his character, his brother, and the other kid whose name I don't remember at all. I tried to keep it. I think his name is Bob. Is it Bobby? Do you know the little kid in the leather jacket?
Oh, little, no, I don't remember.
Little Italian name. I just know they're called the Oreo line.
Yeah.
At first, started as an insult because the Viking kid, or no, Viking, I keep thinking of D2.
The Hawks kid.
The Hawks kid was like, oh, what is this, an Oreo? And they're like, hey, man.
They get all pissed off, and it's like, yeah, but like, that's kind of racist, dog.
Yeah, it is racist.
It's racist.
But it's so bad. That's, again, in the 90s, you get away with that in the 90s. Subtle racism, because, oh, yeah, look, it's a white kid standing in the middle of two black kids. Oreo. But they took it so much that he started calling them the Oreo line. Because when they go, when they do a change up, he goes, he's an Oreo line. And they come, and he's like, blah, 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 gives them the play. It's so funny. But yeah, no, Jesse Smollett doesn't have any lines really in this movie, I don't think.
No.
So I feel like it's easy to cut him. Because like, I'm trying to think if there's anything else. See, that's the funny thing about this movie. There's nothing. It's so funny how this movie spawned such a successful franchise and hockey team and stuff.
Yeah.
But like, thinking about it now, like, I'm like, there's not a whole lot of like standout moments, I don't think.
Okay.
In this movie. I could be wrong. I mean, there's some good character moments, but like, I don't think nothing that rises to like what we'll talk about next time.
You mean like compared to two?
Yeah, with how like they got like certain like bits, like character bits for each. Well, like I don't want to get too much into that one, even though I was watching it right before you got here, and like I was enthralled. I was just like, you know what, this is a good movie. But you know, but as Garden by Bay story,
we had to kind of create a base for it, and I don't know if they were planning on three movies here, but. From what I understand, they did great in theaters, but they did even better in at-home movies, right? That's where it really blew up.
That's so funny when you think about that now, because like, you're not going to have movies like that anymore in this day and age.
No. Nobody's VHS, buying DVDs.
Yeah, no one's renting. There's no Blockbuster.
No.
Anything, because like, the home video market is like made a lot of movies popular, like Blade Runner, Mighty Ducks.
And
stuff like that. It's just, yeah.
Well, and now it's like, you know, they'll say this movie's streamed, you know, like 20 million times this year or something. Or it'll be like the most watched on Netflix. But it's like, how do we compare those numbers? Because you already have a subscription.
Right.
Right? You weren't going to Blockbuster and it wasn't like... It wasn't like, hey, welcome to Blockbuster. Thanks for paying $20. Rent whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like, they kept track of that. And they would say it's the most rented movie. Or a Blockbuster can't keep it in stock with 50 copies on the shelves at every store or whatever. Like, but I remember my mom buying this on DVD or on DVD, on VHS, me opening it up and being like...
Yeah, if your mom would have bought you a DVD at that time, you'd be like, "What the fuck is this?
What the fuck is this, a CD?
Your mom's a time traveler,
right?
Mama Green."
like, what is this? What is this? A floppy disk? Like I said, I got this for Christmas on VHS and wore it the fuck out. It's such a good movie. You know what I almost picked up the other day? Like, I tend to do, I like going to antique malls.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, that's how I have almost the whole Casper, jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah.
And now I have a second one of Casper.
Oh, that's awesome.
I had to buy it because it had the tag on it still. But I almost bought a sealed copy of Casper, but they wanted way too much for it.
How much?
They wanted like $40 for it, and it's like $12 on eBay shipped.
That's wow.
I was like, crazy. I almost bought it, but I was like, no. Now I kind of want this whole trilogy sealed on VHS.
That'd be awesome. Get the whole cast to sign it. Yeah. So with the character moments, Charlie meeting Bombay in the diner, or like they're in the diner, and he's like, I'm gonna step down because like you don't need me as a coach, guys. Because the whole, you know, the kids, you know, skip out on the next game because he's like, well, you said we didn't deserve to live and we were losers. Like, he's crying. Apparently that was also, the production set it up to where that scene was going to be the last scene of the entire shoot. And so those tears were actually, like, legitimate because, like, it was their last day, scene.
And, like, it took them, like, 6 months to make this movie. So it was more than just, like, a four-week period of them being all together or whatever.
Which is apparently that was also unusual at that time, too, for movies, unless it was an big action movie.
Yeah.
Because, like, 6 weeks, they're like, bam, that's what we're like. Because, you got to learn how to skate and do all that stuff.
Well, it's like in a lot of these movies I dig into lately, it'll be like this movie was shot in 21 days.
Yeah.
Or something like that. What was it that I watched the other? Halloween. The original Halloween was shot in like 20 days.
Yeah.
And scored in 3. And like, it's crazy to me because I'm like, wow, 20. Like, they also wrote the movie in 2 weeks. So it's like they wrote Halloween 78 in 2 weeks. And it makes you wonder, like how long did it take for them to rewrite this movie? And it took 6 months to fucking tape or to record it.
Yeah, that is great. And like, the funnier one of the little other tidbits for this movie, the kissing scene that Emilio Estevez and the mother, Heidi Kling.
Yeah.
their lips got stuck together because because
it was like the coldest day in Michigan or Minnesota or whatever.
It's like it was like below. It was like minus 50 or something like that.
Yeah.
I think it's funnier. Joshua Jackson was like, I'm from Vancouver. So like, you know, New York is kind of colder than Vancouver, but not really. But like Minnesota is like ridiculously cold.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's coming from a Canadian. And yeah. He's like, people live here. And he's like, only Scandinavians would like decide to like move here and be like, oh yeah, we'll set up shop in this place. We're like, who would want to live there?
I wrestled in Minnesota once. Three times in one weekend.
Did you purify yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka?
I should have. It wasn't on my list. We didn't have a lot of time. we wrestled for First Wrestling, and they're having like an event, and they were like, guys, it's really hot out, so we need everyone to get hydrated. There's like Pedialyte, this, that, and the next. It was like 74 degrees.
Brother,
I'm in jeans and a fucking hoodie looking around like, is this a work, brother? It's like in the middle of the summer, and I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah, you guys got to stay hydrated. It's like, just make sure you drink a lot of fluids. And I'm like, do you know the fucking barn I just wrestled in 2 weeks ago for Tampa Pro? Literally someone passed out from dehydration. Like,
right.
Like you remember when we were at the Big Top flea market?
Yeah. I passed out there. I didn't pass out. I got it like a heat exhaustion.
Yeah. It was the same week that Nova passed out.
Oh, great.
And like a bunch of people were getting like super lightheaded. And I was like, I'm walking around like the water fucking police because like someone's got to be a locker room leader. Yeah. And so we go up to Minnesota like a few weeks later to wrestle, and it's like 74 degrees out.
Brother.
And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? My nips are poking through my fucking wrestling top. What are you talking about? It's hot out.
Brother, you wouldn't make that in Florida.
Like, and I'm like, Eric Cannon is the like runs the whole thing. I'm like, Cannon, you've been down to Tampa. You've been down to Florida. What are you talking about? It's hot over here.
I love also the funny insult that Amelia or Gordon Mabe does to his boss. Oh, yes, Mr. Duckworth. Thank you, Mr. Duckworth. Quack, 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 Mr. Duckworth. So funny. Stop that quacking, Gordon. That's a funnier thing. He wants his boss wanted to learn teamwork and learn how to be a good person. And he loses his job over fucking peewee hockey because his college buddy is pissed off that he narked to the league and took his best player.
Yeah.
Who also got injured in like the last game. And like, I like how he hits the goalpost and like he's got to get stretchered out, which is funnier because he's got to get a stretcher job, and Carp gets like, are you okay? How many fingers am I holding up? He doesn't know how to count. And it's just like, this kid probably has a grade 3 concussion because there's a big old dent in his like fucking helmet.
Yeah. I love this Bart Simpson-esque moment. I will now quack at the principal in cursive. It's like every bit of the Bart Simpson beginning of the Simpsons scene.
That is a stand-up moment because it's funny because it when like Gordon shows up, I need to see my students, and the principal's like really angry in her face. She's like, all of them? He's like, these are all yours? She's like, yeah, what happened? That's funny. Did you really quack at the principal?
Yeah.
What is the meaning of that? That is a, all right, that's a good moment too. The whole quack, quack, yeah. Quack. Like, all right, we're together, guys. It's great how that worked out.
What's his face? The little Italian kid.
Yeah.
His handwriting is fucking awful. Everyone else is doing like phenomenal, like cursive, which obviously doesn't exist anymore.
No.
But this kid's handwriting is like makes mine look good.
Hey, he's Italiano. What you want? Also, I like how Goldberg said, oh, yeah, I'm your goalie for the time being because I'm going to move back to Philadelphia. And I don't think he ever moves
back.
Never
moved back to
Philadelphia. Never goes back.
He's like anyone else who's from Philly or New York. Is they're like, yeah, New York's so great. Philly's the best.
Yeah.
You never want to leave Philly. Then why the fuck did you leave Philly?
Right?
I'll be back one day. I love Philly. You never know about Philly. Philly is so good. Bryce Harper.
All right. So I forgot to mention this earlier, but we were talking about Fulton Reed and how like the brother of Guy. The guy who played Averman actually auditioned for Fulton.
What?
Yeah. Because he was apparently like one of the taller kids that like in like the casting. And he tried out for that. And they're like, oh, how about you try Averman on for size?
Yeah.
And like, he was like, all right, fine. Put on glasses and did that whole shtick.
Yeah.
Which is so funny. I can't picture. Yeah. I can't, looking at him, like even without the glasses, I can't look at him and think, oh yeah, he's like the big mean,
yeah,
like street kid who's like the enforcer of the hockey team. And then Adam Banks gets some cut. You love that in your sports movies too. Like, oh, we're a ragtag group, and then we get that one special kid, and yeah, that special kid always gets hurt.
Yeah, that's kind of how it goes. Yeah,
it's always funny, and like, yeah, he gets hurt in the first movie, and has that little rivalry. All right, shifting gears. If you were to recast this movie, if you had to reboot it,
okay,
who would be your Gordon Bombay?
Ooh, right now?
Yes.
That's a hard one.
I'll let you think about it. I'll go with mine because I have this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
John Hamm. Okay. I feel like John Hamm, because, you know, he was great as Don Draper. I mean, have you seen Mad Men?
I watched like one season of it, I think.
Yeah, you know how smug he is at that? I feel like he would be great as like that first, like the hotshot lawyer.
It would be a good choice.
Or yeah, like he could be, or we could, you know, we'll revamp the background. We'll make it where he's an ex NHL player who turns into a lawyer because of an injury. Mm-hmm. We'll do the reverse, Gordon, instead of him going, because like John Hamm's a little on the older side.
Yeah.
Sorry, sir, but you're still a bomb. But yeah, so he'd be like this disgruntled lawyer type, and like we'll make it dark and gritty. Just,
yeah.
That's why it's like he'll have the alcohol problem for sure. You know, that'd be funny. Yeah, it's a non-Disney. It'll be the Hulu version of the Mighty Ducks. And like John Hamm snorting lines off of hookers. Let's just go full bore dark comedy.
Yeah,
black
yeah.
comedy. He's like, yeah, like the dark brood. And then he'll become lighthearted Bombay at the end.
Yeah, yeah. It's got to work its way to it. I don't know. I'd probably do like, what's his name? Chris Pratt.
Okay.
Like Star-Lord?
Yeah, yeah. No, I see it. I can see the vision.
Right?
Now. Yeah.
I feel like that would be a fun one to go with.
I feel like he'd be a hockey guy too.
Yeah. Well, he was, so he, not to go back to Jennifer's Body, but he's in Jennifer's Body and he plays.
Is he really? Wait, what?
Yeah. He's a very small character. And
I forgot. Okay. That's probably why I was
yeah,
like,
yeah. He's like this guy who's in cop school and he hooks up with Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But like he's got that Minnesota voice in it. And so like it wouldn't be terribly far off.
You know, who'd be my Hans in that version? Christoph Waltz.
Okay.
I feel like Christoph Waltz would be a good Hans.
I love
Hans.
Christoph Waltz. So
yeah, I mean
much.
It'd be funny. It'd be different to see him not play a villain.
It's like I think for most people Christoph Waltz, the first time you saw him was Inglourious Basterds,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And it's like that guy's the best Nazi ever. And like, it sucks to be like, you know, to say that, but like he's
so charismatic.
Fucking good. And I can't tell you how many times I've said that's a bingo.
Yeah. Oh, all right. So wait, I gotta go back. Cause like it just popped up on the TV and like, so, and I just, you know, we haven't thought about it, but okay. So Gordon Bombay was so devastated by his Pee-wee loss,
mm-hmm.
right, that he quit. But this random hockey player from the Minnesota Stars remembers him
mm-hmm.
and was like, oh, man, he was such the greatest Pee-wee hockey player ever. If you ever want a shot at the majors, I'll help you get into the farm league. And it's like, he hasn't played since Pee-wees.
Yeah.
So you expect this man to be able to
just pick it right back up
just dude, because he coaches hockey for Pee Wee now?
I skateboarded in my youth, but no one is asking me to go to the X Games tomorrow.
Next week, Caden Green is going to pick up some scrappy little kid on the side of the road to teach him how to skateboard.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, Caden, I remember you in the half pipe back in the day in St. Pete. If you ever want to go, go to the X Games.
If you ever want to go to the X Games, let me know. Dude, I'm 42.
You know what? I'm going to make that indie film. I'm going to write the indie film where that happens.
It's bad. You just take the whole premise of Bad News Bears,
yeah.
but it's teaching one kid how to skateboard.
Yep.
And I'm played by Bam Margera.
No, it'll be the stunt double. We'll play you. We'll go metal. We'll play. We'll have you play yourself.
Okay.
And then we'll just have some young 20-something with a full head of hair playing, doing the skate part. Yeah. Caden's Grind. There we go. That's the name Caden's of the movie. Directed by David Duchovny.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad he's switching to the directorial role.
Yeah. He wants, you know, it could be a cool art house film.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I think that's about wraps up our Mighty Ducks. We've covered we've hit all the bases.
Oh, what were your thoughts, or did you watch Mighty Ducks spinoff series?
That. We had the TV show Game Changers. I never got to see it.
So I watched like a few episodes of it, and it's got like the lady from Gilmore Girls in it.
Yeah.
But I
do not like her. So I think it's probably another reason why I was
that makes sense. But like Gordon Bombay is like basically reverts to his old ways and he fucking hates hockey.
I knew that part of the
and
premise.
The Ducks have become like this, like
the powerhouse team.
Yeah. And like it's like an elite team. Right.
Yeah.
So like that someone has to start a D5 essentially. But like it is every bit of, hey, can we do Cobra Kai? Yeah, but let's do it with hockey.
That's funny.
So like the original movie is Bad News Bears, but make it hockey. And then the follow-up series is Cobra Kai, but make it hockey.
I know the kids cameoed at like towards the end.
A few of them, yeah. A few of them were in it. Like
looking for
Averman
District 5?
And,
yeah, like.
I think it was like Averman, Fuller, Fulton.
Connie.
A few others, but I don't think Joshua Jackson signed on to do it.
No.
Emilio's in it for like two episodes. Like,
oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, they made it sound like seem like he was like a big part of the first season.
I'm pretty sure he was like half in it.
Yeah. But it's more so on the focus on the mom.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But like obviously, it couldn't have been that good because they didn't keep going with it. I think it went two seasons.
Yeah, Joshua Jackson was probably too busy filming Dr. Odyssey and doing other, you know, primetime television stuff to be on Game Changers. Yeah, I mean,
I'm sure they offered him a nice chunk of change for it because, like, I mean, other than Emilio, like those are the two faces you think of when you.
Yeah.
See this movie, right?
For sure.
And maybe Goldberg. I remember I was a Goldberg fan because I ended up being a goalie.
Yeah, he's a standout for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, as the face is Charlie Conway, mm-hmm. Gordon Bombay. Because, I mean, yeah, like you can't have a Mighty Ducks movie without Emilio Estevez or a TV show, really.
Yeah.
I know he's not in the second season, but that was like a combination of what he said, creative differences and COVID. He had long COVID.
Oh.
And like he didn't want to get the jab because he's like, well, I'm suffering from long COVID. I'm not too sure how the vaccine would like affect me in that.
Oh, Jesus, fucking at home. He did make the
statement. I am not anti-vax. I just wasn't certain
about
my
almost,
health at the time. With
you know,
that, with long COVID.
Crazy is like if there was like people you could talk to about your illness and how like vaccines or medication might affect them.
Lawyers.
I don't know what I would call them though.
Lawyers with brain worms.
Lawyers. Oh, that's what it is. Idiots with brain worms.
Maybe sushi chefs. I don't know. But yeah. Proctologist? No,
that sounds too butt related.
What's the word? I don't know. There's somebody will figure out the word.
I think it's called a doctor. You can ask a fucking doctor.
That's
what it is.
Geez.
There it is.
There we go.
I knew there was a
CTE,
word for it. Yeah.
CTE. Sorry, guys.
Taking a couple of stiff bumps the wrong way.
Yep. Instead, we have
a beautiful abyss. Greatest abyss you've ever seen.
There we go. Beautiful right. Abyss.
Beautiful abyss.
I'm playing the clip. It's funny because there's no speaker here, so you can't hear it.
So but I can't hear it. You just have to do it. Play it in your own head.
Yeah, you said you'll have to hear it in your head, but the people listening will know. We'll hear it, and they'll.
I keep forgetting to send you the. It was a big fucking wolf cop sound.
I just want the. Who are you? The fuzz. I just want that as a sound. I don't know where I would use that in my clips.
Who the hell are you? The Fuzz.
Well,
I can't wait to watch the second one.
I can't wait to watch D2, though.
That's, oh, yeah, that too. That's talking about Wolf Cup, too.
I know. But that's the one I watch the most. And I can't wait to cover that one. Because, like I said, like, I don't know. Like, all right, actually, before we wrap up, and we're running long, I was not planning on this episode being super long. It's funny because we were doing Cliff Note version, or like just highlights, but. When you get talking, things happen, people. I'm sure you're enjoying it because it's the Mighty Ducks. And it's us reliving our childhood because I'm not old. I'm
not old. I just turned 30.
Yeah.
12 years ago.
I'm 25. Again.
25-ish.
Again. So on the Dubetny scale, what would you rank this movie?
For who? For Emilio?
For you, or in general.
In general.
When we get to three, we'll do a ranking of that. But as far as because I'm curious now, what is your rank for Emilio Estevez? Is this
I would say this is like kind of in the middle for him because he's got a lot of really great movies. This is one of the most memorable movies.
Yeah.
Also, this movie came out at the same time as another sports movie, same day as another sports movie. Do you know what movie that is?
No, I do not.
It's starring Tom Selleck.
Oh.
Does that help?
Yeah. Oh, the movie where he goes to Japan to play
Mr. Baseball.
Mr. Baseball, yeah.
Which is very, very racist.
Yeah. I know the tagline was the biggest thing to hit Japan since Godzilla.
Yeah. Just as racist as you think.
Yeah.
I wonder why that one didn't become the big sports movie of the year.
Oh, no. Just the one that mentions kids or Oreo line.
Yeah.
That's fun. That's all fun.
Well, a lot less racist than the things they probably said about Asian people in that movie. So the scale is the athlete is the top of the list.
Yes. For those of you who are not aware, we are basing this on David Dubetny, the most greatest actor to ever live, and his body of work. Where it's a tier-based system, like everyone goes 1 through 10, but like the athlete, the Oscar winner, the cream of the crop, the creme de la creme of movies, Shadows at Night, it's a middle of the road movie. This is, Tripping Art House. No, that was River.
Art House.
Yeah, it was an art house film. River of Blood is bad. It's just terrible. Terrible just movie. Sucks. It was a money grab that he just did.
He only did the movie for a payday.
Yeah.
I would say it does land between The Athlete and Shadows at Night. I would say on a scale of 1 to 10 cake eaters, I'm going to give it a 6.5 cake eaters.
Is that for your just overall movie or is that for your Emilio Estevez?
That's for overall.
Overall?
For Emilio, I think it probably lands around the same. Honestly. Yeah.
You're a big Young Guns fan, aren't you?
No. I don't even remember Young Guns. Is that like Top Gun's sequel?
No, it's he plays Billy the Kid, and it's an old West movie where he's part of a ragtag group of outlaws.
Okay.
Yeah. So this movie, this might be controversial for me, but I will rank this a high Shadows at Night.
Okay.
Just because, again, I don't have the emotional attachment to this film as the other one. It's still a good movie. It's got a lot of heart. I understand why. I can understand why it became the phenomenon it did, why this catapulted it. Because, Gordon Bombay has good arc. The kids got some funny stuff. The kids are fine. But, so overall, it's Shadows at Night.
Yeah.
For me. And
so somewhere right in that middle.
Yeah, I'll give it a high Shadows at Night. It's like it's teetering. It's the line it's like a teetering. Seven-ish,
seven, maybe. Yeah,
it's a high Shadows at Night. But the next time when we're together, and I think next time we'll have a certain someone returning from space.
Potentially.
He's supposed to come back pretty soon. But I want him. I think I want him around for this because it'd be fun. Because I know he likes. Yeah. I know he likes the Mighty Ducks as well. And
he's a sports guy now.
Yeah.
Sports guy now.
Sports guy.
Because he's, part of the big sports, the big banana ball league.
Savannah Banana. I don't know what the league is called, but I know he's part of that.
Banana Ball.
Is it banana ball?
It's just called banana ball, yeah.
It's where indie wrestlers go to get a better payday.
I was jokingly saying the other day, like, the only way to make money as an indie wrestler is signing up for Slap Fight or joining the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's half true and half just comedy, I guess.
Yeah.
But like, you know, it's kind of not wrong.
I mean, who better to make an ass of themselves than professional wrestlers?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing is like, we'll do almost anything for a payday. Some of us will do almost anything for a $20 payday. So, hey, like,
brother,
I would much rather get flown out and do something fucking silly.
Yeah.
Over the country.
I'll put on a hula skirt.
Right?
With that being said, Caden Green, where can the people find you?
Well, you can find me all over the internet at Music City KG. You can follow my podcast, Half Dead, a horror movie podcast through the eyes of a professional wrestler. It's every Friday at 9 a.m. on Spotify. This week, we're doing Jennifer's Body.
Hell yeah.
Phenomenal.
Can't wait for that. I'm going to listen for that.
It's a good one. It's shorter than I expected it to be. I write a script out for everything, but it's a little shorter than I expected it to be. But either way, you can follow me on all my social medias, Twitter, Instagram, Fortnite, at Music City KG. You can follow my podcast at Half Dead Pod on Instagram and Half Dead Podcast on Twitter. I'm trying to get it all the same, but right. You know, eventually it will.
Eventually it'll all even out. I don't know, I became Negan there for a second, but whatever. You can follow the show, Vegas World Pod, on Twitter, Blue Sky, Instagram. Go to the YouTube page. Follow us there. You can follow me at TheJCVega on all the social media platforms. You won't find me on Fortnite, but you can find me on ProWrestlingTees.com. Get yourself a Vegas World t-shirt. Support the podcast. Support your boy. Get yourself a JC Vega t-shirt. One says punk rock. The other says rainbow dash. Good night.
Oh, and
good night.
I was going to say, make sure that you... slap a slap shot puck right at that follow button and follow this podcast.
Follow this podcast. Like, subscribe, do all that stuff. Tell your friends. And when we come back for our next installment of the Mighty Ducks franchise, it'll be D2, the Mighty Ducks.
Or in Australia, the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah. And then after that.
I mean, this is real confusing for Australians who are like, what are they talking about? The team getting together? They've been together. It's the second movie. I don't know why I gave him a Canadian accent.
Because
it didn't happen like that in Canada.
It's that one Canadian who lives in Australia. Canadian who lives in Australia who identifies with Australia so much that it becomes his personality, but he still has
the Canadian accent. He's like, I don't know. I think we're just going to, you know, throw around some boomerangs, maybe watch kangaroo fights. I don't know.
Say the dingo ate my baby.
The dingo, he ate my baby. Jeez. And then, use that sound clip later. Yeah, and the dingo ate my baby.
I gotta save that one for sure. And then after that, I'll make another note. After we get done with our retrospective of the Mighty Ducks franchise, we're gonna go back to the 90s for our 90s watch along, but this one not really, because it's Heat.
Yes.
Michael Mann movie. Can't wait to talk about that. It's a great movie. And I know some people are going to be shocked and be like, what? Do you mean JC Vega and Caden Green are be talking about an actual film, cinema, not a movie? We're going to be putting pinkies up and, you know, some fancy wine.
Heat's a sports movie, right? About basketball?
No, it's
it's a cop movie. Be.
It's a crime drama.
Oh, it's about before the end of a wrestling match, when you put a little heat on the guy.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's right.
It's a wrestling movie.
Exactly that.
Who's in it? Hulkster.
Because you got a great ass, brother. No, Macho Man. The Macho Man in that movie.
Macho Man.
Ooh, there's a flip side of that coin. You dig it. Oh God! Now I'm gonna be goddamn son. There's a flip side of that coin. I'm just gonna do the whole podcast. Do what I quote lines of doing Stone Cold's voice.
It's still just a mix of voices.
Cause you got a great ass. What?
I'll tell you who doesn't have a great ass. Bill Goldberg.
We've fallen off the rails.
Way too off the rails. Well, we'll see you guys soon.
I can't even do the outro. All right.
This kid's fucking haircut.
With that, good night. That
fucking weird mullet undercut shit.
And party on. Party on, guys.